Paul Stanley, Tommy Thayer of KISS. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Morning, boys.
What's happening in Columbus?
March 16th, Nationwide Arena. And I'm a guy who could tell you almost every song on every KISS album. Seen you guys live a million times. Why wrap it up? Because if someone's seen KISS in concert, they know you guys put on a great show. Why stop now?
That's actually part of the reason, because there's nothing like a KISS concert, and we're up in the ante on this one. And at the same time, we realize, look, it's 45 years. It's 4.5 decades later. We'd rather take a victory lap and celebrate and say, look what we've accomplished, and kind of bid farewell at a point rather than waiting till it's not as good as it should be. The truth is, the band's never gotten along better. It's not because we can't stand each other. And this KISS DNA in rock star shows, rap star shows, country shows, but nobody can or will do it like we're doing it on this tour. So for us, it was, let's go out and be the greatest we can be in all our glory, celebrate with the fans, and also give people who've never seen us one last chance to see what we do. And I guarantee you, the people who come who've never seen us will go, why didn't I come to this party earlier? Because
yeah,
we'll be the ultimate KISS show, playing more songs than we've played. And it's more than a concert. It's a chance for all of us to kind of celebrate and reflect on what we created together.
So Paul Stanley and Tommy Thayer, the guitarist for KISS, with us this morning. So we're looking at an all-new show then. I mean, 45 years, all those concerts you've performed, but we're going to have a new set and everything else. Stuff we've never seen, right?
Totally.
Great.
We really started from the ground up. The last 10 years, the stages have all basically been elaborations of a certain structure. This time we threw everything away and came up with something that is really top cutting-edge technology, but very much with the heart and soul and balls, shall I say, of what we've done before, but magnified so greatly. And again, it's ultimate KISS like you've never seen.
You're still going to have the costumes, right? Are those going to change at all, or just the stage presence?
We're wearing flip flops and we're wearing bathrobes.
Kind of like where we're wearing right now.
It's like beautiful. A Buffett show.
Beautiful.
Hey,
good answer.
Hey, Tommy, take us back to your first show. Tell us where it was, and because you were a fan of the band, worked for the band behind the scenes. Tell us about that first show, and then were you nervous at all?
Not really. You know, it was just exciting, obviously, and mind blowing to be on stage with a band like KISS. Finally, that was 17 years ago. It was a private concert down in Jamaica.
And, oh, they were all stoned, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it was very bizarre because there was only it was a private show, full production, full stage set up outside, and there was probably about 150 people out there. It was a birthday party.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, very cool.
A very expensive birthday party.
I was going to say, you hire KISS to be your entertainment. Wow.
Well, you know, funny things happen with some of these private things. But anyway, it was an amazing experience, and you know, it's something that came very natural to me because I've loved the band for a long time, and so it was a mind-blowing experience for sure.
Hey, Paul, at what point in the band did you know you made it? You know, because you did so many Alive comes out, it's your first live album, your fourth one you do, and boom, it hits it. But you personally, at what point did you realize, wow, we got something huge here?
Well, to be honest with you, I always believed that we would be that big. But coincidentally, I found that what we would do before we would go on stage each night, I had almost a ritual of asking the road manager, how are we doing? Which meant, how are ticket sales? And usually I'd hear, oh, you know, it's really good, or this and that. And so help me, when we got to Ohio, when we got to Columbus, Dayton, Akron, and I started saying, how are we doing? I heard, sold out. Then the next night, sold out. And that's when I realized, wow, it's really happening. This crusade is coming to fruition, man. It's happening. And here it is 4.5 decades later, and people are saying, why are you going out and saying goodbye? And it's because it's still that awesome. And as long as it can be that great, that's really the time to to tap it on the head. Everybody can sit down and really have a great night celebrating us at our best. So that's why we're going out there. And,
sure.
And to be in Columbus is one of those towns that I remember as being one of the towns where things changed dramatically.
Yeah, March 16th, Nationwide Arena. And we won't get into, you know, the report over the weekend. Ace wants the right to the spaceman if he plays with you guys. And we know, I'm assuming that's a big no. But what about Peter Chris? Is there an opportunity, Peter, to do a one-off with you guys?
Well, look, there's no denying what the original guys brought to the band. We wouldn't be here without them, and we couldn't be here with them. But that being said, it would be short-sighted not to want to include them in some capacity or have them make appearances, but the idea of touring with them was never what this was about. This isn't a revival of the original lineup. This is a celebration of the band that's been around 45 years, and this lineup has been 17 years of Tommy and 20-plus years of Eric. Last year, we played to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and over the years, it's been millions. So, look, Ace says all kinds of things, but at the end of the day, he is part of the family, and if anybody doesn't make an appearance, it would purely be their doing. We'd love to include everybody.
And, you know, that's so funny, Tommy, that you're 17 years and you're still the new guy.
Yeah, I'm the new guy.
I can relate to that.
I always will be.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Did you ever see the new guy in the Stones, Ron Wood?
Yes, same thing.
Touche.
He's only been in the band since 1973.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, is there any chance you add more dates when it's all said and done? And just because you're touring, does that mean Kiss wouldn't make new music?
I would say pretty definitively there's not going to be any new music. And the reason there's not going to be new music is because you could come out with Let It Be, and somebody will say, that's great, now play Love Gun. And I get it,
right?
Because songs over time take on an incredible amount of, we can say, gravitas or emotional meaning, because they're tied to a point in your life. So Hell or Hallelujah from Monster, or Modern Day Delilah from Sonic Boom, those are great songs. But it takes time for songs to get that patina. It's funny, at this point, Lick It Up is a classic song. Psycho Circus is a classic song. But it didn't happen overnight. If you put on a live video concert and turn off the sound, I will tell you every time they're playing a new song, because the audience sits down. The audience tells you, hey, when are you going to make new music? And then they really don't want to hear it. So.
Well, I tell you what, guys, this 46-year-old guy will have makeup on. I do the Paul thing. So thanks for everything. March 16th, Nationwide Arena. Thanks, guys.
Hey, awesome.
Thank you.
See you there.
All right, boys.